Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 12, verses 27 to 33. John 12, 27 to 33. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to know the kind of death he was going to die. Let us reflect on the theme: light, sacrifice, and steadfast faith. Light, sacrifice, and steadfast faith. In a time of deep reflection, Jesus Christ grappled with the turmoil within his soul. Despite the brewing storm of fear and uncertainty, he chose not to plead for rescue from his destined hour. This moment was not a call for escape, but a pivotal part of his mission. Here lies the essence of the triumph of faith over fear. It is a powerful reminder for us today, encouraging us to meet our own challenges and fears head on. Armed with unwavering faith, we learn to trust in a plan far greater than our immediate understanding, finding strength in the belief that every step, even the most daunting, is part of a divine design. Then Jesus shared a profound truth about the glory of self-sacrifice, likening himself to a kernel of wheat. He taught that true fruitfulness comes not from preservation but through sacrifice, a grain that falls to the earth and dies to give life to many. This lesson transcends time, urging us to embrace selflessness. It is an invitation to shift our focus from self-centered pursuits to a life dedicated to uplifting others, where our personal sacrifices become the seeds of hope and transformation in the world around us. Lastly, Jesus spoke of a grand confrontation, the defeat of darkness by light. He foresaw the downfall of this world's ruler, a metaphor for the ultimate victory of good over evil. My dear friends, in a world where shadows of moral and spiritual dilemmas loom large, this message is a beacon of hope. It calls us to be carriers of light and goodness, to stand firm in our faith, and to dispel the darkness with acts of love and compassion. There are two questions for reflection. 1. How can I embody the lesson of faith over fear in my daily life, especially in moments of uncertainty? 2. In what ways can I practice self-sacrifice for the greater good, transforming personal losses into gains for others? Dear Lord, guide us to walk in the light of your wisdom, embracing the challenges and sacrifices life brings with unwavering faith. Help us to be instruments of your love, radiating hope and kindness in a world that often feels engulfed in shadows. May our actions reflect the lessons of your journey, transforming fear into faith, selfishness into service, and darkness into light. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.